Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And derivative stock traders worldwide ask the question, that's the Financial Times of London today, how low can the dollar go? How low can it go? How far will it drop? Is there no end to how far the dollar will drop? That's one of the headlines we have here in front of us today. Also, how long until the neocons either get impeached or launch some distractionary attack against Iran, Syria, maybe Pakistan. Maybe they'll go into Darfur and claim they're finally doing something. Whatever they need to create some type of massive distraction. Also, Pakistan officials say that U.S. newspapers are, quote, making us very angry. And that's because the neocons and Bill Kristol on Fox News yesterday are saying that they may launch military strikes on Pakistan. Now remember, Pakistan is the country with AQCon laboratories under Clinton and Bush who allowed the transfer of nuclear weapons systems to that nation. They have what would be called mid-tech compared to even what North Korea has. Nuclear weapons in their standoff with India. And they are openly talking about attacking Pakistan after arming them to the teeth. Now, at the same time, you have open discussions of attacking Iran, who is at least 8 years away from having even a primitive weapon that they'd have to load into a container ship or onto an 18-wheeler. They don't even have a delivery system, but we've got to strike them just any second now because they're so deadly. No, it's because compared to Pakistan, compared to North Korea, compared to China, compared to Russia, they are a pushover. And they're already encircled with globalist forces in Iraq, and, of course, forces in Afghanistan. So when we get back, we will go over all of this for you today. I haven't had him on in about, 8, 9, 10 months. It's been a long time. Might even be a year since we've had Colonel Craig Roberts on, and I'm going to have him on about a host of issues, the police state here in the United States, all the new JFK information that has come out with E. Howard Hunt's son, St. John Hunt, going public, and his father's deathbed confession. What's happening with the economy, what's happening with the moves towards martial law, the war. He's a very interesting fellow. He was a Marine Corps sniper in Vietnam, and of course a police officer, SWAT team commander, police helicopter pilot, colonel in the Army, Army intelligence of all things. So he's very well-rounded when it comes to having a lot of different life experiences. He also investigated the Oklahoma City bombing case as a liaison from his department to Oklahoma City. So Colonel Craig Roberts will be joining us coming up in an hour and a half. We'll also have open phones when he is on air with us. So that is coming up. Traders ask, how low can the dollar go? Pakistan officials, U.S. newspapers are making us very angry. Iraqis blame U.S. depleted uranium for surge in cancer. New York Times editor, founding fathers feared such an imperial presidency. FDA says food recall is urgent health threat. C-SPAN cuts off caller who discussed Bush executive order. It's all coming up.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. 1-800-317-9547.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My good friend, Colonel Craig Roberts, will be joining us coming up in the middle of the second hour for the second half of this worldwide transmission against tyranny. He's not only a best-selling author of One Shot, One Kill and other books, he is also an expert on the New World Order and a whole host of issues, and I always look forward to having him on the broadcast. Let me just run through some of the headlines, as I did in the first segment, that are coming up. $100 oil prices may be months away, says CIBC Goldman Sachs analysis. This is from Bloomberg Financial. And reading a headline like that, really, when I saw that last night, I got home early last night about midnight, and I went in and fired up the computer just to check headlines again, and I saw that, and my heart actually jumped in my chest because, that's going to have some serious, serious ramifications. So we'll be going over that report. Also, traders ask, how low can the dollar go? That is clearly tied to the benchmark on light crude. Pakistan officials are very upset about open war drum beating against their nation. U.S. seen in Iraq until at least 09. They play that trick every year. Iraqis blame U.S. depleted uranium for surge in cancer. New York Times editor, founding fathers feared such an imperial presidency. This is a big one. This is scary. FDA says food recall is urgent health threat. Botulism, ladies and gentlemen. botulism, hundreds of thousands of cans and other packages being recalled right now. And I've always told people, because I've talked to some plant managers years ago, that these ready-made hot dogs and chilies that are big brand names are made in dog food factories. You're basically just eating dog food. Well, this was a dog food plant that was also making human food. Yeah. So we'll be getting into that. This makes some of the news with the Chinese putting plastic in the food pale in significance. People are in the hospital right now. They're keeping this pretty quiet, comparatively for how big it is. C-SPAN cuts off caller who discussed Bush executive order. I'm going to play some of this coming up as well. Canadians completely unaware of looming North American Union. This out of Global Research. Now, I think we'll get Global Research on next week. We're going to have Dr. Corsi reporting next month from the secret North American Union meeting in Canada that was secret. It's now leaked out. And the police said, yeah, no protests for 18 miles around. No one is allowed into the city. I mean, it'll just be random arrests and checkpoints. A secret meeting of traitors selling out our countries, and you're not allowed to even get into the city where they're meeting. I mean, that's the end, folks. They're exercising dictator powers right now. And I know there's a lot of minions of the system giggling, laughing, thinking it's their time. They're devaluing your dollar right now, cop. They're devaluing your whole future and your family's future right now. Okay, I know a lot of cops are good, but there's some of them out there who think this is all cute and funny. That goes for prosecutors and lawyers and people and bureaucrats. Fine. I mean, you think you're pushing us off the cliff, but there's a big chain tied around you, tied to us. Just like Christ said, suffer the little ones to come unto me. It'd be better for you to tie a millstone around your neck, a giant boulder around your neck, and throw it in the ocean. Don't you understand, when you hurt somebody else, 9 times out of 10, it hurts you immediately, and it always comes back on you. And I'm telling you, it's a law of the universe. I talk a lot about it because I don't believe it. I know it. And I actually feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for all of us. We stood by while 50 million abortions were performed, plus now. We have stood by while every manner of wickedness has been engaged in, thinking it was funny and cute. And I'm telling you, folks, the chickens come home to roost. Big story from Paul Watson from our interview yesterday, codifying it into article form at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. D.C. Madam, big names, may be on client list. There's also a bunch of big news. I tell you, Aaron Dykes is doing a fabulous job. Every day he breaks 4 or 5 big stories himself in blurblet form. Sometimes they're big stories, meaty, but always powerful info blurbs. And the site is exploding. And so we want to remind you, there's a bunch of news there that we'll also be going over if we have time. Also, Ron Paul's written a great story titled Exposing the True Isolationist. We ought to call his toll-free number and just get this weekly alert instead of just reading it, instead of me just babbling it. Perhaps we should call his, if you don't have it, John, you can go to the libertycommittee.org. And then they'll, or go to Ron Paul's website, and he has his weekly legislative update line. You can call that and record it. The network used to play that every day over Derry Brownfield, first segment Derry Brownfield, that was just a bunch of commercials. Does the network still air that every week? I think we have news there. It used to be easier when we had it. We could just play it. Maybe we ought to reinstitute that. Not that I run anything, but, side issue, just maybe you can scrabble around and find that, doing the job of three people. John Harmon, oh my gosh, he is great. All right, exposing the true isolationist, excellent little piece from the congressman there. Got a bunch of news about brainwashing children in the U.S., Canada, and England here in the stack, and that dovetails with an article that came out Friday on Infowars.net that I just spent 1 minute on at the end of the show yesterday, and I think I'll bring that up with Colonel Roberts because he's done a lot of research on that. There is mercury in the shots, okay? And first they told you that there wasn't mercury in them when you got upset about it, and now Bush has signed an executive order saying Congress can't pass a law ordering this out of the vaccines. And I know parents who have got autistic children. I know people who've got two-year-olds right now who just became autistic. The baby was running around. The baby was playing. The baby was happy. The 18-month-old was talking, was saying the ABCs, and they get the third round of shots. It builds up to toxic levels, creates lesions on the cerebral cortex, and baby goes bye-bye. You know, in some cases, they reemerge out of the brain damage. And I've had these parents go, yeah, but they haven't put it in 4 years. And so how did my son have it? And I just go, did you read the ampules? Did you ask to see the containers that the shots were drawn from? Well, no. They just told me I had a lot of them even had concerns. They asked the nurse, well, there's mercury. Oh, no, there's not, hon. Look, they increased it 4 to 5 times, depending on the shot. I have an AP headline from 4 years ago saying 250 times safe levels. Increased it by 5 times in the MMR, in the measles, mumps, rubella, in the flu. Well, I'm already digressing. I just can't believe the level of lies anymore. We do the best we can to find out the truth. And we let the chips fall where they may, and we come on the air here, and we cover it. We come on the air here, and we talk about it. We come on the air here, and we just tell it like it is. They haven't just not taken it out. They increased it. It was like a sick joke. Oh, you don't like it? Well, we'll just increase it. Enough said. All right. I already digress. I already digress because I just can't believe how cold-blooded they are. And then I actually found documents and elitists bragging and some of the richest men in the world bragging. And some of the most powerful men in the world and best-selling authors bragging for now 100 years that they were going to put mercury in your shots and do it to you. I mean, they publicly say it. And then when you get upset about it, they tell you it isn't in there. It doesn't matter if you're a cop or an illegal alien. It doesn't matter who you are. They're attacking you and your family. And they just get away with it right out in the open. And they get to pose as the good guys and pose as the saviors over and over and over again. And they're so arrogant and so secure, they don't even care that I'm on air doing this. As best as we can reckon. Let me just tell you about this first. Let me just get into this first. Okay. England has been in Pakistan for over 150 years. England has controlled Pakistan for 150 years. That is the criminals that run that country and run their base of operations for global government out of London, London. The city of London within London. And 15 years ago, they set A.Q. Khanup as their front man. The U.S., Israel, and England all transferred the pieces. And I've got BBC, AP, Reuters on this. I've been talking about this since 9/11. Transferred all the pieces that they needed to build high-tech atomic bombs and then hydrogen weapons. They also transferred the know-how to India. Again, to play those powers off against each other. Basically, they wanted India, China, and Pakistan to fight with each other, so they dropped a bunch of weapons around. It's like that Sean Connery movie, Zardoz, where you know, they fly around with the primitives, disgorging shotguns and shotgun shells to them, so they'll run around and murder each other. And so they go and they give them atomics. They give them the next level since the invention of fire and the wheel. They say, here you go. The stuff that Planck and Einstein and others developed, you can have it. When we get back, we'll break down what's happening. Okay? And now they're saying they want to attack Pakistan. I mean, I've got video, Crystal on Fox, saying it. And then we'll get into the economy. And then we'll get into Iraq. We'll take your calls, and Colonel Roberts will join us.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Colonel Craig Roberts coming up in 1 hour and 5 minutes from now. Your calls coming up later in this hour at 1-800-259-9231. All right. Getting back to history. So, Pakistan has been set up in a juxtaposition against India. They're now allied with China somewhat, with technological transfers back and forth. Bill Clinton and, of course, George Bush, in his first 10 months in office, blocked any FBI investigations, anything dealing with AQCon laboratories. Then they started their atomic testing publicly in an arms race with India. And we also found mainstream British newspaper articles, several of them, about right before 9/11. And these were articles published before 9/11 about British reporters in the border region in Pakistan, right by the border with Afghanistan, being in small towns with all these troops and British troops protecting, and there in the center of the square was Osama bin Laden. I mean, just British troops there protecting Osama bin Laden. That was in the British news before bin Laden even attacked us. This was major British papers going, we don't know why they claim bin Laden's wanted and involved in the coal and the Tanzania and Kenya embassy bombings, because we saw British troops guarding them. That was in two different British newspapers. We ought to dig those back out. I want to say it was This Is London, Ananova, and one other. I remember in my mind's eye. We need to pull those back out and do a story on that. People forget these things. And then, of course, the attacks take place, and they staged the attack on the Taliban. You know, the Russians couldn't take it over in 9 years, from 79 until the late 80s. But magically, in just a few weeks, our forces could go into Kabul and a few other cities. And let me tell you what happened. And now they have the CIA section chief who was over the operation admit this in a book. They would, the Taliban, which was set up by the CIA, would literally grab local goat herders and the poor out of the mountains, the mountain folk, the tiny village folk, the drug cartels would, and stick them in a third ring of emplacements to be bombed. And then, of course, the Northern Alliance would complain, who'd been backed by the Soviets previously, why aren't we allowed to shell the actual emplacements, the third ring, where the command bases, where the armored vehicles are, where the artillery is? Why are the U.S. planes and aircraft bombing, and why are their guns shelling only the front ring? That's not even their main fighters. Because they're not going to shell their own guys. That's why. And then the few times our special forces, and this came out in the San Francisco Chronicle, AP, Reuters, hundreds of, but it never made it on the nightly news, that special forces colonels and others would arrest the top Taliban generals. And then helicopters would land, CIA would get off and say, release them. And they would give them gold, right? Because they were there to buy off the tribes with gold, and the forces would be commanded to give them a satchel of gold, weapons, and give them helicopter escort by convoy out to the Taliban. I mean, anytime our troops did a good job and, you know, weren't under command and control fully, and went and actually grabbed Taliban leadership, they were ordered to release them. And the troops would say, well, and Pat Tillman and others, we know, were getting upset about this. Why? Well, this is unreal. And, of course, you've heard Corey Rowe, who was over there with Loose Change. He was over there for a year. And they would have them just go to photo ops and claim that they just had battles with Taliban and claim Al-Qaeda was here. They would just bomb empty villages and then go claim they were Al-Qaeda's strongholds. It was totally and completely, absolutely staged. Totally staged. All our troops did was team up with the Taliban and then go after other Taliban groups that weren't on the in, that weren't the darlings to consolidate opium production. That's all that happened. So let's get that straight. Then remember the airlift of evil, as it was called by the BBC and by the Times of London and by New Yorker magazine. The airlift of evil, that term was coined by Cy Hirsch. Remember, thousands of Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders, that's the headline, flown out to safety out of U.S.-controlled air bases to Pakistan. Then they set up camps again, and now the government of the U.S., the supposed government, needs to attack those bases because Al-Qaeda has built up its stronghold again. I mean, this is so in your face. It's so in your face. And it looks like Pervez Musharraf may even let the neocons stage an attack. They'll bomb some innocent village, show some dead bodies, and say they've killed Al-Qaeda. And then approval ratings will go back up. That's better than Bush starting World War III. I say, Bush, if you need to, that's better than setting off nukes.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B."
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Way up north, to Alaska. Way up north, to Alaska. North, to Alaska. To go north, for us is home. North, to Alaska. To go north. The Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountain.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. This broadcast grows. We reach more people on via our AM and FM affiliates out there, global shortwave, and the internet, satellite as well, because of you spreading the word. Please never forget that. Stan, Charles, Kevin, Chris, and many others that are holding, we're going to get to your calls coming up. I've got some more news I want to cover. And then, of course, several audio clips are going to play before we do that, but we will get to everybody. Of course, I say that tongue-in-cheek. What I said as we went to break there and got cut off by the commercials, that's better for Bush to just go bomb some villages and claim they were Al-Qaeda strongholds to get his approval ratings up and to teach us how to love them again and how to respect them again so they can be big heroes, than them setting off a nuke in Chicago or Dallas or Cleveland or Denver, as the CFR has said they believe will happen. Dick Cheney, though, is back again saying nukes are going to hit us, we're all going to die. This is the guy who had television commercials made of wolves stalking people. I mean, it just shows their psychology. They've used subliminal messages in political commercials, superimposing the word rats. I mean, they know what they're doing. They know how to go at your primitive fears. And if you would just become conscious of their manipulation, conscious of the fact that there is manipulation, then you would start noticing it. It's kind of like those hidden picture books where each page has hidden things in the tree, in the river, in the flowers, little faces. But if you're not looking for them, you won't notice them. But if you are looking for them, you will. But they've even conditioned you that when you do see the hidden pictures, which once you see them, we're in plain view and you can't believe you never saw it before, that once you even see something, you've been convinced to say, no, I don't see that. No, that's just a figment of my imagination. I mean, we know what they're doing, but they understand, the global controllers understand, that we have a population that's been conditioned to not look at any of the details. It's admitted that Al-Qaeda is CIA. It's admitted the Taliban was flown out to safety. It's admitted the Afghan war was staged. It's admitted that our criminal government helped build the bomb for Pakistan. And Musharraf has been caught staging several failed assassination attempts on himself. Remember a few years ago, the Taiwanese president, it came out, and they're good guys, comparatively speaking, but they do it too, staged an assassination of himself and staged a hospital visit that he'd been shot. Turned out it wasn't the case. It was just all fake. In a parade, in an open convertible, staged an assassination attempt on himself. His approval rating went up massively until it came out later that he'd staged it and then he had to leave office. But, I mean, we have admitted examples of this. So, Musharraf has admittedly staged two assassination attempts on himself. He'll drive over a bridge in some rural district, and then 10 minutes after he passes the bridge, military explosives blow it up. And then he has martial law crackdowns, in the name of keeping himself safe. And look what a hero he is. They tried to kill him. And Cheney goes to Afghanistan and, a mortar shell blows up, whether real or promulgated. I mean, this stuff is pretty staged. And if we've caught them staging it so many times in the past, we look at motive, who's staging it now? So Pakistan officials, U.S. newspapers are making us very angry. CNN Wolf's Blitzer on Sunday asked Pakistan's foreign minister, Khurshid Kasari, will the Pakistan military go into the tribal area along the border with Afghanistan and crush the Taliban and Al-Qaeda? The minister's irate response was that the Pakistani military is already there. Pakistan's commitment cannot be doubted by anyone, he continued, and that is why some of our people do not like what we read in some of your newspapers. Well, you ought to watch William Crystal saying they're going to attack you on TV. It really makes us very angry when we are suffering so many casualties. The minister made it clear that he was particularly concerned about stories suggesting the U.S. military might attack the tribal areas itself, since Pakistan cannot tolerate the level of civilian casualties among its own people that the U.S. finds completely acceptable in Iraq. We do not want something said just for the purpose of having an effect on American public opinion, he said. The whole purpose of this exercise is to win hearts and minds of the people. Now, let's go into the twisted logic of the New World Order. And by the way, I understand this logic because I've read Kissinger 25 years after the fact, brag about it. I've read Brzezinski 30 years, 25 years after the fact, brag about it. Let me explain what's happening with Pakistan, okay? Pervez Musharraf is a military dictator who came in right before Bush went into office in a staged military coup. For some reason, they removed the previous British puppet. They put in a new puppet. Then they activate the bomb. Right after he has a coup, then they start nuclear detonations and testing. Okay. Taliban and Al-Qaeda are shepherded in and protected there in the same zone where bin Laden was staying before the 9/11 attacks under British protection. All right. Now we're up to that point. Pervez Musharraf, the military dictator of Pakistan, now in place for more than 7 years, is extremely unpopular. There are real Wahhabists. There are real Muslims there who want to kill him and want him out. The people know he is a British puppet. They know that he's protecting Al-Qaeda. This is all over the alternative papers there, but they go arrest him, shoot him, kill him. But they're having trouble dealing with that. If there is a limited military strike in the Pashtun areas of Pakistan, they will then be able to claim that it is an attack on their country, and Musharraf will be able to come out and have anti-U.S. rhetoric and then start a staged Cold War with the United States, which will then actually bolster him and make him more popular with his people. It will make him more popular, just like an attack on Iran will make Ahmadinejad more popular, and it will also make Bush and the neocons more popular here. If they're not able to launch an attack on Iran in the next year, you are going to see an attack on Pakistan, or maybe an even out-of-the-blue attack by Israel on Syria one morning when you wake up. You'll see video of smoking, you know, skyscrapers in Damascus. They got a lot of things in their grab bag, folks, but I'm telling you what three or four plays they're going to run. We've watched this coach, the New World Order coaches, the generals, the dark chieftains, the dark builders, enough to know what they've got in their bag and what play they're going to run. And you're going to see that play get run sooner than a year from now if the dollar continues to fall. I would say if the dollar drops another 10 cents in the next 2 months, you will see giant military actions. Okay, you'll see big ones. If it drops another 6 cents or so and things, you might just see some Israeli escalation as a distraction. But if you see a massive depression starting, the day that depression starts, you'll see depression-type data coming out, but they won't announce it as a depression. There'll be a huge terror attack within 2 days because they can launch it that fast. I mean, they've got their players lined up, folks, on the 50-yard line, ready to hut, hut, hut. I mean, they snap their fingers, folks. Things will light up like a Christmas tree of death. I mean, serious business will kick off just like you snapped your fingers. Just like you snapped your fingers. And I don't know which play they're going to call, but I know which playbook they're going out of, and I know which chapter in the playbook they're in. And it's the Hail Mary passes. It is the go deep, go long, go for broke section. Now, I don't know which player they're going to go to. I don't know if they're going to use a tight end, or I don't know if they're going to, you know, we don't know exactly what game they're going to play here. But we know it is a major scam they're running. And then we see stuff like this. You can go back and pull up the articles, 2003. We're going to be there through 2004, but we're leaving then. We're going to be there through 2005, but we're leaving then. Then they made the debate about, oh, Bush won't even give us an exit date. Remember, he promised 6 months. Then it became a debate about he won't give us an exit date. He says, okay, we'll start build down in a year, and another doublespeak term, build down, and we'll be gone within two. And then, oh, we'll be gone within another year and a half. We'll be gone within another two. We are now up to the new announcement, and again, we will be in late 2008, and they will announce again. It will be the same New York Times headline, same Washington Post headline, that, okay, we're leaving in 2011. It won't matter if it's Hillary. By then, it'll be depoliticized, and Iraq will actually become kind of a back burner. Okay, another 10 troops died this week, but it won't be as political football anymore. The liberals won't mind it as much. You know, they didn't mind Serbia attack, the Kosovo attack, as long as it's their attack. They'll kind of feel good, and Hillary will talk about how she's internationalizing the force, and she's sorry to the international community that America's so evil, but we're going to stay there now, and the UN will come in, and they'll stabilize it a little bit, and they'll cut back on the staged bombings that the globalists are carrying out, and by then the country will be subdivided into three parts, and which we told you they do in 2002, a year before the invasion. And again, if you've got any memories, you'll see all this happen, and you'll go, man, Alex really knows what he's talking about. Maybe you'll listen then. Of course, I'm really not that smart. I'm reading their official plans that are public. So that's what will happen. And 20 years from now, there will be U.S. forces under IFOR, under the global government, in Babylon. So that's the facts. All right. U.S. seen in Iraq until at least 09. While Washington is mired in political debate over the future of Iraq, the American command here has prepared a detailed plan that foresees a significant American role for the next 2 years. The classified plan, which of course they leaked through their organ, the New York Times, represents the coordinated strategy of the top American commander, and the American ambassador calls for restoring security in local areas, including Baghdad, by the summer of 08. Sustainable security is to be established on a nationwide basis by the summer of 09, according to American officials familiar with the document. Remember, the surge was going to do it in a year, and we're now 9 months into the surge, and now they go, it's 2 years from now, just everything's fine. They put it all into a process, you see. Let's go to Ron Paul talking about the real isolationist. This is his weekly legislative update, just out. Here it is.
Hello, this is Ron Paul with the weekly update for Monday, July 23rd. Last week, I wrote about the ideology of globalism and how it underlies certain government policies. Managed trade agreements, international military adventurism, and amnesty for illegal immigrants all emanate from this ideology. Yet globalism has a consequence that is, if we are to believe the rhetoric of its greatest proponents, entirely unintended. Globalists often label those of us who resist their schemes as isolationists. Yet it is, somewhat remarkably, the globalists themselves who promote policies that isolate our nation from the rest of the world. In terms of modern politics, isolationism is not so much an approach to American foreign policy as it is the result of the policies enacted by proponents of globalism. From offensive statements about old Europe, as differentiated from New York, necessitated by the desire to justify a military presence in Iraq, to conflicts at the WTO, the flowery rhetoric of the neoconservatives often take vicious turns when unrealistic policies meet with reality. In their hopes to remake the world in their image, the globalist elite, who run much of America's policy-making apparatus, simply further isolate our country from the rest of the world. By claiming a moral superiority that is so evidently absent when the effects of their policies are witnessed, neoconservatives have made America seem hypocritical to many abroad. America is now held in low esteem in many nations, not because we follow our own interests, but because the elites make claims that are not reflected in reality. They have, for example, undertaken economic sanctions in an entirely new way in recent years. When they wanted to take aim at Iraq and Iran, they imposed sanctions against those countries, but also against countries doing business with them. This meant we were in no position to negotiate with our adversaries, and we also could not rely on support from our allies. Yet this globalism often bumps into itself because of our second-party sanctions against Iran. Our international commitments to the space station, for example, were put into jeopardy. Also consider the fiasco that happened as a result of sanctions on Iraq. Thousands of Iraqi children starved to death, causing, according to the 9/11 Commission report, great resentment against America. Yet some managed trade was allowed to continue, managed, of course, by the globalists in the UN Oil for Food program. This program resulted in yet another UN scandal. Despite the protestations of the neoconservatives, this UN program is not the only example of personal enrichment that comes to mind of those who doubt America's authenticity due to these policies. Does anybody remember Richard Perle's resignation from the Defense Policy Board? To reset the debate in a way that reflects reality, it is important for us to reject the idea that the choice is between globalism and isolation. Instead, we must stand firm for national sovereignty, constitutional republicanism, and international cooperation. We should realize that America's current isolation is simply a consequence of globalism gone awry. Thank you for calling this update at 888-322-1414. A new message is recorded every Monday morning and can be found on my congressional website at www.house.gov/Paul. Under the heading entitled Texas Straight Talk. Thanks for calling.
All right, that is the congressman's little telephone call-in that he does each week there. You can download that on the web on his congressional website or dial into that number that you just heard. Think of the cold-bloodedness, the foresight of always having policies that actually increase the breakdown of society, the order out of chaos. That's their logo. That's their maxim. In fact, Bush one time said we need to create chaos so we can then bring order out of the chaos. Order out of chaos. They create the crises, they orchestrate, they facilitate them, and then they have the solution. They come down like little angels to save the day with a new solution that always makes it even worse. But then it's a process, so a few years later you don't go, wait a minute, they're the ones that recommended this. Now they're recommending a new solution. See how that works? We're going to come back, hit some more important news, and then take 30 minutes of your calls in the next hour before Colonel Craig Roberts joins us. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
There's no doubt of this. We're going to see the New World Order. And we're living in it right now to a great extent. And nothing's going to stop the fact that whatever's going to happen, we're going to live through it. Many of us are going to live through it. We're going to see what is to be. It's really that simple. All right, we're going to come back and start the next hour, and then I'm going to get into Iraqis blame U.S. depleted uranium for surge in cancer. And the Novastat News Agency, the U.S. forces don't debate that cancer's way up. It's been way up since the first bombardment in 1991, and it's way up again, and the troops' cancer levels are way up, and that's just the way it is. They're going to keep using it, and they're going to die. And your son or daughter's going to come home, and they're going to have a baby, and it's going to be deformed. And you're going to get the news of your son suddenly, 25 years old, in the hospital, and you're going to go there, and they're going to die, like thousands of others have died since they got home at DU. And all the yellow stickers in the world aren't going to help them. And I think some of these sick families kind of think that's manly, kind of in some weird Viking psychology of cattle die and kinsmen die, but those that die in the glory of battle are never forgotten. To paraphrase the North saying, but they didn't die in a good war. They died in a war of evil. They didn't die fighting with a sword and a shield up against a well-matched enemy. They died for the New World Order in just a sick cancer war. Just a literal cancer on the face of the planet. And I'm sad they're dying. But you wanted to laugh and giggle about how DU was nutritious, and I had people call into the show and say, well, I know a tanker, and they give them radiation bracelets. And why do you think they give them radiation bracelets? And their bracelet isn't alerting. It's a different type of radiation that bracelet reads. And we've had the father of the DU program, the expert of the DU program, on. We've read the Army's own reports. We've played clips on air of the Army's own safety videos made in the 1990s. But still, you just go, DU is nutritious. Well, okay, and so is mercury, right? Fine. I'm not going to argue with you. But just know this, it isn't just the Iraqis that are going to be cursed by this. Now, I do want to spend just a minute or two telling you, Terrorstorm Final Cut is out. Terrorstorm is a special edition, and it's got 17 minutes of new footage. A large portion of that is how BBC reported that Building 7 fell before it even fell. I remember breaking that news thanks to listeners of the show who got us the tip. Great job. That is in the film. And it just wakes people up like nothing we've seen before. The media reporting Building 7 had fallen before it fell. That is in the new Terror Storm. Get it at InfoWars.com. The DVDs are now shipping out to you, ladies and gentlemen. You can now order it, and it's now shipped to you, UPS, InfoWars.com, or 888-253-3139. Also, Dr. Jerome Corsi's powerful new book, The Late Great USA, The Merger of the U.S. with Mexico and Canada. We have that at $19.95. The big hardcover book is selling for $28 many places. Its retail is $26. $19 at InfoWars.com for The Late Great USA. We've got all the other great books and videos, the most powerful info out there at the online video store at InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. You can also see Terror Storm at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.